First of all, welcome everyone, and thanks for taking time out to be here. For anyone who doesn't know me, I'm John, the University Registrar. It's great to see the lecture hall pretty much full. Grateful for that. This is the fourth Warwick Network. We've tried them in July, in September, in December, and now April. Hopefully we'll settle on a time slot that suits and is regular going forward, but I think we've tried every conceivable part of the year, and hopefully we'll find one that works best. I'm grateful to Les Ebden for being with us today. More about Les in a moment. He's the fourth external speaker we've had. You're following Les, Bill Morris, the trade union leader, David Moorcroft, the Coventry lad who's an Olympic athlete, and last year Richard Lambert, just after he'd been installed as our new Chancellor. So you're in very good company,
sir.
Nothing to live up to at all, no pressure, anything at all like that. But we'll come back to that shortly.
I think I might do a runner.
What Les is going to do, of course, and you'd expect nothing else, is talk about some of the challenges that we are facing as a sector. I think it's important to stress that word sector, particularly financial, as we move into and beyond the general election, which is no doubt gripping all of you every moment of every day as it plays out. Some of you will have heard Les at the AUA conference just a week or so ago, and if you did, I'm sure you'll attest that he's an interesting, compelling and thought-provoking speaker, so look forward to that session shortly. We'll also hear from Nigel a wee bit later on. He's not got much time today in that he's flying off to the States fairly soon after we close, hence he's not here yet, but will be by the time it's for him to speak. Just to say a few things about the network, really, because I think it's really important that we spend a bit of time getting together in this kind of way. It's not often that we can just take a little bit of time out from the day job to work across those boundaries that sometimes we create without knowing that we're creating them. I think Warwick is as joined up as any institution in the country, but nevertheless, we still can retreat to silo ways of working from time to time, and it's no good for us. So to get out and to work across those boundaries, to talk to people who you don't see as often as you might, to make some new professional friendships, it's a very good opportunity for that. And of course, it helps mutual understanding of the various challenges that we all face in trying to administer, run, organise this great institution. So it's important we take as much as we can from today, and in taking, we give as much as we can to colleagues from the various departments that you'll be interacting with. Not everyone can be here. It's a pity, but we have to keep the show on the road. So we will, of course, be recording today. There'll be various ways in which people who are not here can interact with some of the materials that both Les, Nigel, and those who are running the breakout groups will provide. And if you can take appropriate messages back, of course, that will be enormously helpful to us. I think without further ado, time to hand on to Les. We've got a fairly tight schedule, so I'm doubtful whether we'll get time for questions. We'll have to see. Les is well known, I think, to most people. Even if you've not met him, you'll have read of him, about him. You'll have read quotes from him, primarily in his capacity as the chair of the think tank Million Plus, a think tank that's an effective think tank. You could argue much more effective, e.g., than the Russell Group. There's a matter for discussion later on. He's many other things, of course, including a chemist, so feels kind of reasonably at home in this part of our campus. I said at the AUA when I introduced him there that I think he gets a bad press sometimes as someone who perhaps champions only one part of this diverse higher education sector. And I think that's a bit unfair, because I would prefer to see Les as a champion of the sector, a champion of diversity, a champion of fair access, a champion of what we do and how we do it. I know he's a fan of this university, and we can put sort of allegiances to one side, I think, in a moment like this morning, and listen to Les, who inevitably will see this landscape through a slightly different lens than we will, and that's a great strength, I think, in terms of UKHE. So, Les, over to you. I will stay up here in case there's time for questions. But thank you again for being with us. Thanks, Lee. Cheers.